Ervin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Ve'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Chalois Shel Toido, Psulois Munoches Al Gag Ho Itztavo. We mentioned before in Mishnah Dalid that we're going to be speaking about Chometz that you can't get rid of so casually. You know, if we want, you throw the Chometz out a week before. But by Lachmei Toido, there's an Issa to be Ma'abid, Lachmei Toido that I'm mutter to eat. Or Truma, you're not allowed to be Ma'abid. So here the Mishnah brings something interesting. Shtei chalois of toida psulois. Psulois means, the Gemara explains, they were nifsalu belino. Toida, as opposed to other kachim kalim, could only be eaten yoim v'laylo. Korban toida cannot be brought on the 14th day of Nisan. Why? Because whenever there's a having to get rid of something in kachim, we're not mevi kachim lebeis hasreifa. So, Mamela, if you're going to have a Korban Toida brought on the morning, the 14th, all of Klai Yisrael's there already. They're waiting for Korban Pesach. You're going to bring a Korban Toida. All the Lachmei Toida, partially, some of them were Chometz, it's all going to have to be eaten up in the morning. A lot of it is going to be left over. Mamela, we don't have, it's a din, maybe even Deraisa, that we're not, we don't allow anybody to be Makriv a Korban Toida the morning of the 14th. By the way, halachah ma'aseh, that's why we don't say mizmor l'soida by Psuk de Zimra, or on Erev Yom Kippur as well. For the same reason, because the night of Yom Kippur you can't eat, so you're going to have to be ma'abid for the leftover toida. In any case, because so many toidas were brought on the 13th day of Nisan, anybody that was coming to Yerushalayim and was leaving right after Pesach, the only day he could chaperain and bring his korban toida mechuyevus was only on the 13th day of Nisan. So there was a flux of a surplus of carbonis. Not everything was eaten. Some of the lachmei toida were nifsalu belino. So they took two of these lachmei toida psulois, munochos al gag ho itztavo, on some type of overhang. There were places where people sat in Mahara Bayis. There were benches where they were waiting to go up to the Beis HaMikdosh. And there was an overhang there. And they put on the overhang in a way where anybody was down below, it was towering over the rest of Yerushalayim, would be able to see these shtei lachmei toida munochos al gag ho itztavo. This was used as a simon. Kol zman shemunochos, as long as the two lachmei toida were there, kol ha'moichlim, it's a simon that it's already, that it's still the fourth hour. Nitlo achas, when would this be? Remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda, the second shita from before, and he says it lefi his shita. Nitlo achas, as soon as they took one, which was the beginning of the fifth hour, Toilin, Lo'eichlan v'lo'isof, and you don't have to be always going to be a chometz. It's not also bano. And any kochim or truma that was chometz shouldn't be burnt. There's an isser, again, like we pointed out before, from the isser of being ma'abid. Nitlu shtehen, once both of them were taken down, his chilu kol om sorfin. That was the alarm to tell everybody. Rabbi Gamliel loymer chulin necholin kol arba utruma kol chomesh v'sorfin v'tchila sheish. Rabbi Gamliel has a little bit of a middle shita over here between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, which is unusual. Normally, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda are not bali plukta of Rabbi Gamliel, and he says that even though enochanami the gzeiro not to eat is chal b'tchilas chamishes, but truma not only did they not allow you to burn it, toilin, but kol chomesh you're allowed to continue eating it. Because not allowing it to be eaten is also a form of ibud. We want that the truma should be eaten up, and the truma is only sorfim b'tchila sheish. When everything became mechuyev b'sreifa, that's when the truma as well became also to eat. That's when you burnt it along with everything else. The halacha l'maisa is not like Rabbi Gamliel. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Vov. We have over here what's called in the Gemara the famous sugyas of Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kanim. There's bletter and bletter over here of Inyoni Tyrus. Yoni Kachem, it's one of the primary sources in Shas to be Isaac in Yoni Tyrus. So we're going to have in the Mishnayis a drop in the bucket of the Oysher of Yoni Tum of Tyrus that are found over here. The context is the concern that we just raised in the previous Mishnah where you're taking Kachem, Truma, and you have to get rid of it. If it's Chometz, you have to get rid of it. There's a Lava Bayu Roba Yamotze, there's a Chiv Tashbisu, a Chiv Bir Chometz. So you have to get rid of it. Again, we can't bring kochim lebeis hapsul. You're not allowed to burn kochim or truma if it's not also to eat, if it's not tmeo. And because of that, there was a concern. that what happens if you're burning, primarily this could be a concern in Erev Pesach, you're burning Truma Tahira. When does a person ever burn Truma Tahira? He's burning Truma Tahira together with Truma Tameya, but he's not burning the Truma Tahira als it's also to eat. He's burning it because Pesach is coming. So he has to get rid of it. That halacha we mentioned in Mishnah Zayin, actually. But B'kul Agav, that din, we now go into a bigger picture, B'chlal of Inyone Tumah V'Tayra. And Reb Chanina Sekan HaKoyanim says, Miyameim Shel Kehanim Lo Nimnu. He was, Reb Chanina Sekan HaKoyanim says over halachas that he saw from his experience. Lo Ro'isi, Miyameim Shel Kehanim Lo Nimnu. We never saw that they were careful, that they were zohir, not to milisve v'sabosa shenitma b'vlada tumah. Let's give a little bit of background. Vlad HaTumah is what we call a Rishon LaTumah. There are things that are Avi Avos HaTumah, that's only a mess. Or anything that comes in contact in a real way with a mess, that's called Chalal HaKherev, the knife, or anything else of that sort that came into contact with a mess. Otherwise, anybody becomes in contact with a mess becomes not Avi Avos HaTumah, which is a Miyuchadik Darga of Choymer, but it becomes an Avatumah. A Sheretz, a Nida, Zov, all other sources of Tumah are an Avatumah. There are certain ways that a Nida or a Zov could be Metama other things, and they could also become like an Avatumah. But mostly, if something comes into contact with a source, an Avatumah becomes a Rishon LaTumah. A Rishon LaTumah cannot be metame and odom. The only thing that can become a sheni l'tuma is eichel u'mashke. That can become a sheni l'tuma. In the regular context of tuma, there's nothing beyond the sheni, except truma and kachem. Even the sheni, what din does it create? If an eichel of chum is a sheni l'tuma, okay? So what? The only thing is that an eichel could transmit. A person doesn't become a sheni, but an eichel could transmit weiter. Truma, the sensitivity to Tumah goes up to a shlishi, and by kachem there's another level called the revi. So miyameim shokehanim lo nimnu milisuif es habosar shenitma bevlad atuma. Anything that becomes, the Gemara says that it's referring to something that becomes tome, not only the vlad atuma, which normally a vlad gabi an av. If an av is the av, then a vlad would be a rishon l'tuma. Over here we're talking about a vlad, an enikul of tuma, which would mean that it's not a rishon, but it's a sheni. But it's nitmum of vlad atuma, which means that it's a shlishi l'tuma, which again is a darga that's only relevant by truma and kachem. And they were never maneir from burning this slightly boser tome. If a boser shenitmum ba'av atuma, something boser, which is a bona fide rishon l'tuma, ava bishom esifin tuma al tumasir. Adding on a level to the shlishi dika boser, that's tome, and making it into a rishon l'tuma, no, that's a hisofas darga. You're not allowed to be metame. So basically, what Rebbeinu is coming to say is that hisofas tuma, when something is being oimid l'sreifa, is not a concern. You don't have to worry about putting them together on the same pile to be burnt together. We'll just add, by the way, that the din of oichel being metame oichel, Bosa, which is a rishon, creating a sheni, is a din derabbanan. Midiraisa, it can't be mitam. The Mishnah adds another din in the same vein. Hoisif Rebbe Kiva. V'oma miyameim shel kehanim le'nimnu min lahadlik es hashemen shenifsal b'tvul yoim. Tvul yoim is an interesting halacha. Person was Tommy Sheretz, let's say. Person who touches a Sheretz is a rishon. So he's toivel in a mikvah. He doesn't become Torah right away, but he does become Torah right away. What does it mean? There's aloch of Tvul Yoim, Ubo HaShemesh, V'Harav HaShemesh, that until, the Harav Shemesh is the what the Torah says, Ubo HaShemesh, that until that night, until Laila of the night after his Tvilah, he doesn't become fully Torah. What's his status by Isa Yoim? Is he Tomei and the Tumah doesn't go off? So the Chazal tell us that the halacha of a Tvul Yom is a Tumah Kalo. It's a whole Masechta in Seder Taz called Tvul Yom. It's a different type of Tumah. What is he? He's not the regular Rishon L'Tumah of a person who touched the Sheretz. He's a Sheni L'Tumah. That means his sensitivity to Tumah is only such only biyachas to kachim v'truma, like we just pointed out. Whether the pshat is that his tumma is downgraded al yidei his tefillah and mikvah, but what's left over is the tumma on a weaker level, so it's only a general tumma, or the pshat is that ba'etzim the mikvah, the tahara, the tefillah is mafkia the tumma. There's a psanayis sod chalois din called a true tvul yoim. Is a chakir that's mufursim from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has rise that tvul yoim is a psnocha din, another din of a chalois shame tvul yoim, but he's not really a tamei sheretz. It's not a tamei sheretz. It's a tvul yoim. So Mele, you could have three different people that are tvul yoim from three different reasons. One because of a sheretz, one because of a zov, one because of a nida. And all three of them after tefillah and mikvah are all the same thing. They're all tefillah yom. Tefillah yom is somebody who's waiting for bo hashemesh. In any case, if shemen was touched, shemen we're talking about truma or kachem, that was touched by tefillah yom, so it's a shlishi. B'ner shenitma b'tamei meis. You're talking about a ner that was a ner that's made out of metal. And a kli that's metal, we pointed out before, if it comes into contact with avi avos hatoma, can become an av hatumah. So we're talking about mamisha hefrish gadol, not as edel as the din that we just had, a shlishi with a rishon. We're talking about a shlishi with an av hatumah. We're not concerned, they're being oimid l'sreifa, it's not an issue.